will be excused tonight. Okay, next on the agenda is citizen input. If you would like to address the council on council business, please raise your hand. We'll acknowledge you. Come to the microphone and give us your name and address, and we'll give you up to 5 minutes. Okay, so no response. We'll close the citizen input time. Do I hear a motion for the approval, the acceptance of the approval of the agenda?
So moved.
I'll second it.
First, okay. Ken Taylor seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, the same? Okay, then that passes. Okay, next is the consent agenda. Do I hear a motion to accept the consent agenda? We have a change, right, Eamon? What was that? 4.6 McCain use of Kiwanis Park. We'll now have a fee of $200.
No, we're going to go forward and change the resolution. So you should all have the current resolution on your doc. So that's okay here.
Oh, it got on there?
It's good to go.
Okay.
Thank you for asking. Okay.
All right. So do I hear a motion to accept the consent agenda?
Make that motion.
Okay. Second. Mark Snyder first. Gene second. Any questions or discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, the same. Okay, and then Dan Deaver is here, so we don't need to excuse him, I guess, now. So thanks, Dan, for being here. Okay, next on the agenda is current business 4.1, public hearing request to vacate city right-of-way. Okay, please bear with us as we progress through the legal and technical aspects of the public hearing. This public hearing is now open at 7.04 p.m. and is being held to receive a staff report and receive public comments on the request to vacate city right-of-way. The public hearing is required by state law. I will now ask staff and requester to present their staff report. Daryl?
Thank you, Mayor, City Council. For the record, Daryl Piercy, City Planner. As you've indicated, we have before you a public hearing to consider a request to vacate right-of-way within the city of Othello. This is a request that was received in writing by Kathy Graham on behalf of Keith Graham. She's acting as his power of attorney. It involves the right-of-way that's adjacent to a number of parcels that are owned by Mr. Graham. I'm going to get my pointer so I can identify those areas. The area in question is this triangular area here, and you can see that there's a number of parcels at this location that are owned by the petitioner in this case. In addition, they also own two parcels to the south of the site, which are 20 acres each. So there's 40 acres to the south and then these smaller parcels that are adjacent. What they're seeking to do is to vacate these adjacent right-of-ways all along this area and then this area right here. And what that would do would be provide them a single block of ownership without any city right-of-way encumbering access across those property lines. The primary reason that they've indicated that they'd like to do this is because the railroad runs at this location. And they have the property up for sale, and having direct railway access through these properties from the larger parcels is advantageous to their ability to market and sell the property. I think it should be noted that the city staff has already been contacted by one potential purchaser. I don't believe that they've actually inquired to purchase the property yet, but they were inquiring about potential uses on this site, and one of their key concerns was that they have access to the railroad for the operation that they were considering at that location. So it is an important element in terms of utilization of these larger parcels if, in fact, someone wanted to use the railroad access as part of the development of these sites. So again, what we'd be looking at is the right-of-way that is adjacent to these smaller parcels that are owned by the applicant in this case, and it would be the city right-of-way along this line, this point, or city right-of-way right in here, and then all of this area right here is city right-of-way as well. But that would be the extent of their request. And again, the purpose would be to consolidate their ownership into a single block for the purpose of of marketing the property with railroad access. Happy to respond to any questions.
Okay, thank you, Darrell. Okay, I will now ask for public testimony. Questions or objections to be heard from the citizens. Please raise your hand so I may recognize you. After I acknowledge you, please come to the microphone and state your name and address for the record. I'll allow up to 5 minutes for each citizen. Okay, since there was no public comments, I will now close the time for public testimony. Okay, do any of the council members have comments or questions at this time? I guess I do, Anna. There's no gifting problems right here? Okay, so we're fine now. Any other questions for council?
I've got one. How much land is that we're looking at vacating?
The total area of right-of-way would be less than a third of an acre. And again, there's a number of four parcels here that are owned. Each of those are relatively small in size, and then the 20-acre parcels, there's two of those to the south that are under the same ownership as well. So in terms of the overall ownership, it would be a fairly small percentage of increase of land area if you factor in the 40 acres plus the smaller parcels that are adjacent to this right-of-way.
Darrell, do you happen to know the year that was originally platted?
I'm sorry, I do not.
Have they got any future platting of what right-of-ways might be involved in the additional portion of that if we give up these right-of-ways? What have they got? Have they got any plans or shown you anything of what might come in the future?
We don't have any development plans for this property at this time. I think, again, it would be up to whether or not they were able to market it, sell it to a potential new owner who would then develop it, and at that time we would see the development plans. But again, I think that the thought is that by having the railroad access, it would make it a more viable opportunity for someone to purchase that property in need of railroad access. The only issue I think that has come up in terms of any discussion that we've had at the staff level is whether or not there'd ever be a need for a crossing across the railroad, either at this location or perhaps at this location. It's unlikely that it would occur here just because of some topography issues and working with the railroad in terms of that crossing, but there are other locations that are probably more suitable up in this area to the north and at least one other location to the north that probably would be a better location for a railroad crossing. There certainly has not been any discussion or interest in crossing the railroad at this location, at least in any discussions that I or other staff have heard.
It's my understanding that rail is going to be used again in the near future.
I know the Port of Royal Slope is actively trying to reinstigate the use of that line to their port facilities, so there's certainly a possibility that could occur.
They're already working on a revamping it. So.
Yeah, but if one thing to look at is if you give away too much right away there is no crossing on there, because eventually the moon crossing will be pulled out.
Well, in fact, I think the city has already entered into an agreement that eliminates the moon crossing because of some other work that was done by either an extension of a sewer line or some other city need farther to the north. So the moon crossing is no longer, at least from the city's perspective, a viable option because we've given up the right to utilize that.
Yeah, but then that leaves nowhere to cross.
No, that you would have to create one. And again, coming off of this location appears to be the most likely, but there would have to be some identification in the future if there was a desire to cross. We would need to establish some location where that would occur.
And I think you should establish that before you give away anything. I really do. Because once you give away that other corner, you're going to be fighting to cross somebody's property, because a couple of those accesses go through people's property. And so I would heavily look into that. Even more so if they're going to take the moon crossing away, for sure. which I believe will be a bad issue after it gets done, because a lot of people, including the county, use that as a frontage road. So that's going to be a major issue.
It is utilized now, but it is not a maintained crossing, and the city has agreed not to improve it.
Is there anything that we show as a future crossing in that right-of-way area?
Well, there's no crossing established or identified, but you can see at this location, the right-of-way does extend through the railroad. And so there is, there's clearly city or county right-of-way on to the northwest and city right-of-way on the other side of that. So the potential for a crossing certainly exists because you have opposing right-of-ways on either side. And you have a similar situation again up here to the north where a potential crossing could occur because you have opposing right-of-ways.
Like I said, I just make sure.
It is one of those things that I actually would agree that prior to giving away right-of-way, you need to ensure that you would have and not anticipate any future need for that right-of-way. And so I'm always reluctant to suggest that right-of-way be vacated unless it's you're absolutely certain that you have no need for that.
As long as there's a long-term plan in place that there is going to be access somewhere along there beforehand, then it's not it's a non-issue. But right now, I mean, you're looking about like enclosing yourself as a city. The city will have nowhere to access that, and maybe one day annex in to any part of that.
In the future, that would cut off any access into that area.
I'm sorry.
If we don't have a right of way to cross the railroad and that sort of thing, we give that away. Then does that mean there'll be no way you can put access into that area outside of going around half a mile or 2 miles?
Well, there are a couple other options, and from a topography standpoint, the other options probably have more merit than this location, but you know, engineering folks can do just about anything these days. But you do have right-of-way coming off of Park that heads to the north, and so this is a viable potential crossing at this location. And then coming off of this city right-of-way at this location, you could come straight across to the west. So there are at least two other options that have potential, and I guess possibly a third up in this location, although that seems to be pretty well, that doesn't appear to be a very viable location. But these other two have potential to be a crossing location, and with this probably being the third least likely location simply because of some topography issues. It gets pretty wet down in here. It has some issues in terms of trying to stabilize a roadway and create that crossing.
But I'm still referring back to the crossing point. We're providing sewer to that Moon Road area. And I still don't understand why we're going to take away the crossing from that area. Because if we're providing sewer, eventually that is going to annex into Othello. Let's not kid ourselves. We're not going to provide something and not want something in return later on.
And again, it's my understanding that the city has already taken that action several years ago in terms of eliminating the Moon Crossing through an agreement with the railroad. So that's not an option for the city at this time based on that agreement.
Well, as my dad put it earlier this last week, he said, I've been here for 50 years and they're going to cross. They're going to close that thing. So today they decided they're going to close it.
Well, I'm not sure there's anyone actively pursuing closing it, but it won't improve its condition.
It will be closed.
Yeah.
The rail came by and said they will close. Okay. They're going to close it. Yeah.
That's what I've been told.
And I said, go ahead. That'll eliminate all this stinking traffic. But that's what makes me think, okay, are we going to shoot ourselves in the foot here? Because there is nowhere to cross now into that area. And I think we're going to have a big dogfight trying to cross them in the back of somebody's backyard, because everything that butts up to that rail is somebody's property. And they're not just going to open their house and say, here you go, just drive right through. I guarantee you Flamingo's not, and there's a few of those that are right on that. So before we say okay, I think we should look a little deeper all the way around on that.
6:15 p.m. I guess the question is, do I hear a motion to vacate city-owned right-of-way as identified in the request from the Grants? Okay, so there's no motion, correct?
I make a motion to table that.
Okay, do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, and seconded. Taylor? Charles was first. Any further questions or discussion? Okay, do everybody in favor say aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same? Okay, that motion's been tabled. Next is 4.2, 2012 Street Improvement Progress Estimate Number 1. And that will be Larry.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor and Council. It's nice to see you all again. We have before you pay estimate or progress estimate number 1 for the 2012 street improvements. This was the rebid project from last fall. Central Washington Asphalt is the contractor. And through about the end of April, April 26, which was the cutoff date for the pay estimate, the contractor was about 75% complete with the work. The progress estimate is in the amount of $422,996.66 plus retainage of $22,172.52. At this time, we are ahead of schedule and under budget. The contractor has a little bit of work left to do. They should be finishing it up probably within the next week or so. We've already given them about a page and a half long punch list or incomplete work list of little things they need to do. So they'll be finishing that up. I would imagine by the next council meeting, they should be 100% complete. But at this time, we're recommending council approve progress estimate number 1 and the total amount, including retainage, of $445,169.18.
Any questions from council? Okay, do I hear a motion to approve progress estimate number 1 in the amount of $422,996.66 and place $22,172.52 in retainage account for a total of $445,169.18.
I shall move.
Second.
Pay it.
Okay, Taylor first, Gina second. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same? Okay, then that passes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Larry. 4.3, infrastructure improvement rebrid progress estimate number 1. Go ahead, Larry. You're on again.
Me again. This is the second project from last fall, the infrastructure improvements, which was primarily storm drainage, some sanitary sewer and water along Suitney Street in various areas between Broadway and 7th. Again, the contractor is just about done. They have a little bit of punch list work to do. They should have that done probably within the next week. We are presently on schedule and again under budget. The amount of progress estimate number 1 is $84,811.89 with retainage of $4,129.11 for a total of $88,941, and we would again recommend its approval by council.
Any questions for Larry? Okay, do I hear a motion to approve progress estimate number 1 in the amount of $84,811.89 and place $4,129.11 in the retainage account for a total of $88,941. Dan first, do I have a second?
I'll second.
Okay, Ken Taylor again on second. Any further questions? Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same? Okay, then that passes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, State of Washington Contract Amendment, K-7570, Department of Corrections. Chief Dunnigan.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor, members of council. The issue before you tonight is an update of the state contract or the MOU that we have with the state to provide services to Connell, the Coyote Ridge, should there ever be a need for them to call us for perimeter search, perimeter maintenance if they have an issue at the jail. We have had this long-term contract for years and years and years. It's never had to been utilized, but from time to time it does expire, so this is simply an update to that contract. The only change is we, off the old contract, is we eliminated the canine services part of that because we no longer have a canine. This makes this contract good until June 30th of 2015. It does not cost us any money, with the exception of should there have to be an activation where we have to send resources to help them, there we could potentially see some overtime costs. But as far as just the monitoring of the contract and signing it, it does not cost us anything. We do not get paid anything either. So we recommend that we go ahead and sign this again and maintain that relationship with Coyote Ridge. So what I need tonight from the council is a motion to go ahead and authorize me to go ahead and sign this MOU with the state so I can get it sent back to them and their legal department.
Any questions? Okay, so do I hear a motion to accept this amendment in a written and authorized police chief Dunnigan to sign it?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Okay, Mark Snyder first, Ken Johnson second. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. Okay, then that passes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chief. 4.5, resolution to accept donations. Spencer?
Thank you very much, Mayor and Council. The city recently received a $100 donation from Paul Schneider to for the Shop with a Cop program, and I prepared a resolution to that effect, and it's the recommendation of staff to accept this donation.
Any questions? Okay, do I hear a motion to accept the donation?
I'll make that motion.
Okay, Dina first, Eugene second. Any further questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. Okay, that passes. Mark, tell your dad thanks. It's very nice of him. 4.6, McCain use of Kiwanis Park. Molly?
Good evening, Mayor and Council. We are here because the city has received a request for the use of Kiwanis Park for the McCain Foods Employee Appreciation Picnic, which is scheduled for July 27th, 2013, from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. The event organizers that we have worked with have let us know that they expect roughly 600 employees that employees and their family members to attend this event throughout the day. They are also requesting use of the large shelter in Kiwanis Park with this request. Their event will include food service vendors and games for the attendees to enjoy. Due to the estimated attendance of 500 plus people and the special event fees that have been that were passed at the previous council meeting, the McCain Foods USA will incur the $400 special event fee for use of Kiwanis Park. Payment of that fee will allow Public Works to cover the additional garbage cans and porta potties that are in the park due to the number of attendees that they have, because our facilities don't currently accommodate that many people at one time. So staff recommends the City Council approve this resolution for use of Kiwanis Park on July 27th for the McCain Foods USA picnic, Employee Appreciation Picnic.
Questions?
Okay, do I hear I do. Was their application received before we made the set the new ordinance?
It was made before we set the new ordinance, and we had operated under the, I guess, assumption at this point that they would be grandfathered in, but we have been advised by our lovely legal counsel that we are not allowed to do that. That was the precise reason we were given those recommendations by the auditor.
That was after our discussion today. If I can't, right? After our discussion today, again,
Ms. McCain's aware of this?
They are now. I sent them an email at right when I got that. It was after, you know, work had let out, so they, I had asked them to have a representative here, and they weren't able to do so, so.
And they asked what the fee would be.
But we will review it, and if it's something... Well, what I let them know is if they are unable, if this isn't feasible for them, that they can, you know, we can rescind the request and just not have it signed. But they had let me know that they are on a timetable. They have to schedule a party planner. So I went forward with this. So they would be able to go forward if they're able to still do it. That way they don't have to wait for us.
Authorizing use of city property for the McCain Food USA Incorporated Employee Appreciation Event.
Second.
Charles first, Gina second. Any further questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
If you're opposed, the same. This motion passes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Molly. Executive session, potential litigation. Council will now adjourn into executive session pursuant of RCW 42.30.110(1)(i) to discuss with legal counsel representing the agency's matters relating to agency enforcement actions, or to discuss with legal counsel representing the agency litigation or potential litigation to which the agency, the governing body, or a member acting in official capacity is or is likely to become a party when public knowledge regarding discussion is likely to result in an adverse legal or financial consequence to the agency. The executive session is expected to last 20 minutes. No action will be taken during the executive session. And I would like to ask the city attorney, city administrator, and finance officer to stay. And we're also going to go into another executive session right after that one. Get that up here so I can read it. Also adjourn into an executive session pursuant to RCW 42.3110(1)(b) to consider the selection of a site or acquisition of real estate by lease or purchase. The executive session is expected to last 20 minutes. No action will be taken during the executive session. I'd like to ask the city attorney, city administrator, and finance officer to remain. So those that were not mentioned, would you please leave the room, and we should be back in about 40 minutes.